Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
We're just going to jump right into it. You know how it is. When Joe is here, we're doing live. We're streaming it. We're cooking. It's a little crazy. Joe Gatto, welcome back to Studio 2. We just sing it. We're going to face off here. Boston City Councilor Kenzie Bock, still with us. She's going to be our taster a little bit later. You knew this was coming. It is the gnocchi showdown. Ooh. Are you ready?
I've been stretching all day.
You loose.
Cut me, Mick. Cut me.
That is, for those of you who have no idea what he's talking about, that is a Rocky reference. And listen, if you want to watch, you can go to WBUR.org/Radio Boston and watch the stream, or you can just listen to us because we are bringing you gnocchi, how to make it, how to sauce it, how to taste it, right here in Studio 2. Let's scooch this way a little bit more so people will be able to see everything as we go.
Love it.
And for the first time, because gnocchi was such a huge part of the family tradition for me growing up, you invited me to bring food in too.
I did. I thought it would be really fun just to see us both kind of do this together because we share so much of the same beliefs for family, food, connection. And I really wanted to taste your gnocchi, tell you the truth.
You're going to get to do that. Kenzie, are you a gnocchi fan? Do you know gnocchi, or is this new to you?
Huge gnocchi fan, but I've never made it.
You've never made it, but you like eating it.
But yes, very much.
And you're going to get to try, I think, three kinds, right? Because you brought two kinds that you're cooking
today. I brought
today.
One kind.
You brought one kind today.
I did.
What'd you bring?
This is kind of a new version that we've been messing around with at the house. It's almost like a mashed potato gnocchi.
Okay.
So I was trying to, like, use leftovers. So I was going to do the traditional, the ricotta one, but then I thought this was kind of more interesting because it's a great way, if you have leftovers for Thanksgiving, anything like that, to turn it into a dumpling. I think it's just such a neat idea and a really fun way, instead of just reheating mashed potatoes for 4 days. This is a great way to do it. Super simple. I can explain the process, and you'll taste it. They come out super light and like little pillows of love.
All right, so let's start by defining for people who may not know what gnocchi is. Let's start there. So gnocchi is a potato dumpling usually made in some kind of pillow form, right? My Nona's gnocchi, potato, egg, flour, water.
Yep.
That's it.
Boom.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then whatever other ingredients you want to add. You know, mine have a little Parmesan. Sometimes I use some fresh herbs. It's really whatever you want to put in it. That's what I love about it when you're making it from scratch.
You know, or if you're my Nona, absolutely nothing else in it ever under any circumstance.
Okay, we're going to go with that because Nona's always right.
Have you tasted other varieties before, Kenzie?
Absolutely. There's a great little Italian restaurant, Grotto, around the corner from my house in Beacon Hill, and I have their gnocchi definitely at least once a month.
Well, so you're going to be a true expert taster. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to start with you teaching us how to prepare and cook the actual potato dumpling, the gnocchi.
Yes, Joe. This is the gnocchi that we had prepared earlier.
All right.
And I have boiling water that's been salted behind me.
All right.
And this was mashed potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I added in some Parmesan, a little bit of salt, a little bit of pepper.
Okay.
And then I added flour in gradually until I got this kind of consistency where you can see it still should be a little tacky and it should be light. And then I threw an egg in at the end to give it a little lift.
Okay.
So really easy. Once the dough is where you can handle it, it's still going to be tacky. You want it that way. You roll it out into snakes.
Yep.
And then you can do whatever. You can poke a little hole. You can flip it with your thumb. You can roll it down a gnocchi board.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, I just poked it with my finger.
And the point there is to make a little cup in order to hold whatever kind of sauce is going with your little potato pillow.
Exactly. Yeah. Just like any pasta, you know, pasta has ridges so it holds sauce. So, this is exactly that. So you can feel that it's super...
Yeah, this is a nice soft one.
Right.
That's right. That's right.
And then boiling salted water, and we just... You know, I think the culinary term is dump them in.
Dump them in. That's right. Now, listen, this is important. And we were doing this. Our producer, Bart Tachi, was helping us and helping me in the WBUR kitchen earlier. And I would literally tell everyone to stand back. When I make my Nona's gnocchi, what we do is we make it, we freeze it so it doesn't stick. And then I cook it straight into the hot water frozen. And everybody steps back when it goes into the hot water so you don't get burned when it goes in, so that when it splashes.
Exactly.
All right. Now,
I'm just going to give it a little stir.
And when it floats to the top, you take it out?
When it floats, it's ready.
That's right. Can I tell a little story while you're doing that part?
Please do.
All right. So I'm the youngest of eight living children. And when I was a little kid, my Nona lived in an apartment in our house. And gnocchi was a sacred tradition in the house. And I lived in the apartment with Nona when I was little.
Oh, no way.
And when she would make the gnocchi, I apprenticed, quote unquote, for years,
right?
Making the gnocchi. But all I was allowed to do for the first couple of years was take the spatula and scoop it up off the cutting board, the wooden board, right? And move it. That's all I was allowed to do. And after 2 or 3 years, when we decided I had understood that well enough, I was allowed to learn the roll, right? And Nona did the fancy...
Oh, yeah, the
right,
flick.
The gnocchi roll down the board. And it took me 2 or 3 years to learn the roll. And so for me, when I do the roll, and I actually, a friend of mine took a little video later, I'll post it on Instagram.
Awesome.
You know, doing the roll, it feels like sort of carrying your ancestors, right? When you do that, it really does.
1,000%. Yeah. I mean, I love that story because that's exactly what I believe food is. I mean, it transports you back to that simple time. And that time spent with someone, right? Because food jumps everything, right? Politics, religion, doesn't matter. It barrels through all of that. And having that memory can't be taken away.
So as you're pulling up some gnocchi that are starting to float to the top, and Chef Joe Gatto is here, you can watch this, WBUR.org, or add /Radio Boston, go to the Radio Boston page. Boston City Councilor Kenzie Bach was here earlier in the show. We were talking about family, right? We talked about your grandparents. Any family food traditions for you, Kenzie Bach?
My mom is really the cook in our family. And I think just exactly what you were describing, like just, you know, her cooking and us helping out. And I laugh to myself because I still, I think, have the same tasks at our Thanksgiving dinner that I had when I was 10. I haven't graduated because the next generation is still there and going strong on all their things.
And you stay in the pecking order for your whole
exactly.
life. That's right. That's right. Okay, so Chef Joe Gatto now, you've got one. I've always wanted one of those spoons.
Yeah, right? These things are awesome.
It's flat strainer spoon. Maybe you can hold it up to the camera so people can see. And so you can, like, scoop the gnocchi out of the boiling water and strain it. It's like a little flat strainer spoon.
Right, and my sous chef Phil was saying today that he likes it because it leaves a little water, and when you put that into a pan, you get a little more sauce when you're making something. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put it on this kitchen towel real quick.
Okay.
Just to dry it off, just a second before I put it in the hot pan, because I'm going to give it a little crisp.
Now, this is a step I never learned. So why do you do the hot crisping portion with the gnocchi?
I love the textural difference here. I love when you get that little caramelization and crunch on the outside. I think it brings the gnocchi to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter, Cassidy.
Yes.
This is her favorite part.
She loves this part.
So she loves this.
All right, so you've got a hot nonstick pan here.
Yep. And then I put it on the kitchen towel just because I don't want a huge amount of splatter.
Right, you want to take off a little bit of that excess water.
Exactly.
Right. So here on our kitchen towel, we've got some of this beautiful potato pillow, right?
Potato pillows.
Yep.
Yes. So we're going to take a nap.
Okay.
And, yeah. So this right here, I'm actually going to do them all because I know when I come here,
everyone's going to want to eat them. That's right.
Yep.
That's right. So this was, what, maybe 4 minutes in the boiling water, the boiling salted water?
I would say right around there.
And that really is the answer. If you want to know when your gnocchi's done when it floats to the top of the water. Now, you may need to give it a stir because it could stick in the bottom of the pan, but when it rises to the top, it's done, and then you just want to float it out and sort of shake that water off of it with some kind of slotted or strainer spoon. Is that
right? That's right.
Yeah.
And now this goes...
Yeah, this is a new step for me. I've never seen this before.
This is going to go...
All right.
Right
in. Listen to that sizzle. It smells good, doesn't it?
Yeah. I'm just going to coat it a little bit.
Okay. And this is just a pure olive oil.
Yep, just olive oil. Or you could use butter.
You can smell the olive. I might use butter, actually.
Yeah, butter's good. I would recommend using a little olive oil in there to raise the smoke point so it doesn't burn.
Okay. So if you used butter, you would still use a little olive oil.
Yeah, it raises the smoke point.
Okay.
So the key here is, you see how we have it all flat and I'm not messing around with it?
Yep.
Because we want that contact with the bottom of the pan so that caramelization happens. If we're flipping it the whole time.
You don't really get that contact to give you the browning.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yep. So we're going to just I mean, you can smell that right now,
that's right? That's right.
And I'm going to actually mess with this guy right here.
So with my Nona's gnocchi, she originally used potato. As I was growing up, she and my mother taught me, listen, you're probably going to be a busy woman. Mm-hmm. And when you use real potato, you're going to fight the humidity. You never quite know how that potato is going to turn out.
Smart.
So if you've got a busy life, it's okay. And some people out there are going to be like, what? How could you say this? They taught me to use instant potatoes because you're never going to have a question mark about the humidity if you're just using an instant potato. So I learned, X number of cups were the gnocchi I made today, 3 cups of instant potato, 3 cups of boiling water, 3 cups of flour, 2 eggs.
Oh, okay.
And now I wouldn't put all the flour in, right? Because some of it you need for the board and to adjust the dough based on how sticky it might be on a given day. But one of the things I really valued about how my Nona and my mother taught me to cook is I learned the pure way. But then they also taught me the way that my busy life could actually function. And that seems like a really important step, Joe.
I mean, I can't agree more with that as well. I mean, because everybody, if you're cooking at home, that's what's really important, right? If you have to take a shortcut, so what? If it's like when I tell people, if I'm making a burger and I'm grinding the meat and I'm making the rolls, I'm making the ketchup and the pickles, you don't have to do all that. Make your own grind or just make the burger roll. Take one piece and own it.
And that is you. You do cook from scratch.
Right.
And I have learned from you that if you can take one piece and own it, there is something special about that.
That's super special. You do own it a little more, and you can customize it a little more, which I think is very important.
Now, look at this. Look at this gorgeous. Kenzie Bot, can you see that?
The browning? Yes, it's beautiful.
Right?
And it smells amazing, too.
Did you ever know that you could take gnocchi and put it in a fry pan and give it that caramelization?
I'm learning lots of new things.
I know, me too. This is gorgeous.
Right? I love this piece of it because this to me looks super. This would be Instagrammy for me.
Yeah, this is beautiful. And it's just like a nice caramely brown. And it looks almost like the browning of chicken would look. If you want to know how brown is the right amount of brown. And this is Chef Joe Gatto from scratch here on Radio Boston. You can see this, wbur.org/Radio Boston.
Yep.
We are streaming this. You can see everything that Chef Joe is doing here.
And then I'll have pictures on my Instagram at Chef Joe Gatto later today. So now this is good for me.
All right.
Right? So I'm going to turn the heat off.
Mm-hmm.
And then
we got to put something on it.
I have lemon pistachio pesto.
Ooh.
Which, just warning you, when I put this in here, it's going to get crazy in
here. It's going to get crazy. It's going to smell really good.
It's going to go over the top.
And let's face it, something like a gnocchi, which is a potato dumpling, is really just a template for whatever you're going to put on it.
Yeah.
Like a straight gnocchi is delicious, and I think I would like it a lot with the browning, but it's really about what you put on it.
So
you
right
brought
there,
a pesto.
And then with this pesto, I'm going to take...
Bless you.
Just a little
Now,
of
why
the
are you adding
water?
You added some of the cooking water into that.
It's going to really make the sauce creamy.
Okay. So just for people who aren't watching, you took a little bit of the cooking water, the water that you literally boiled the gnocchi in, you put it in the pan that you... browned the gnocchi in the fry pan, basically. And now you're getting all fancy. I mean, you're tossing it around. You're throwing it up and down.
This is the point of the show where I just show
off. Now we're getting chefy in the studio. And all again, wbur.org/Radio Boston. You can watch as well as listen to us as we're doing this gnocchi throwdown here on
Let's
Radio
go.
Boston.
So this is my contender.
It smells pretty
and
amazing.
I'm going to...
You're going to plate this up, right? All right. Beautiful, beautiful
just like
pesto
that.
Gnocchi.
And then
gorgeous.
I'm just going to... I have a little of this extra parm here.
Okay, so this is a finely great... Oh, my God. So Chef Joe just put the plate directly under my nose. And this pesto. So this is lemon pistachio pesto.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you... How did you prepare it? Did you grate it in a...
I bought it at the store.
You bought this?
I'm just kidding.
I thought so. I didn't believe you for a second. Liar. Okay. Beautiful. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put it here for a minute because I know we can get a great camera angle look at that. And now shall I bring out the one that I made
do
too?
It.
Okay. So
Let's
this,
do it.
So I made my Nona sauce, which of course... There's no recipe for it, so it's my Nona sauce, but of course you adapt it right over the years too. So this is layered, so you put a little sauce, you boil a thing of gnocchi, you layer a layer of gnocchi over it, salt, pepper, butter, cheese, more sauce.
That looks so cool.
Thank you. So the sauce is, it's a basic tomato paste, beef stock, right?
Oh,
Nona,
wow.
Well, Nona used to make a roast and she'd keep the roast drippings. And then she'd put the roast drippings in to make it richer, right?
Nona.
Right? Butter, garlic, salt and pepper. And then the secret to this to keep it from being too bright is a little bit of cinnamon and clove.
Whoa.
And then whole rosemary, whole sage and thyme, and then you pull them at the end. So right when you hit the amount of herb that you want,
that's awesome.
You pull them at the end so that they're not over flavored, right? And the nice part about that is it means that you're taking little pieces of bread and tasting the sauce. You're tasting
that's the best
sauce
part, right?
The whole time.
Absolutely.
That's right. So this is what we get. I'm going to put this over here so that we can see.
Oh, they're going toe-to-toe right now.
Right. Obviously, I had to host the show, so I couldn't cook this on air, but we made this, and I pre-made the items, and then we boiled it and layered it in the kitchen before the
I loved when I came here today, and you guys were working
that's
away.
That's right. So I'm what gonna I'm going to do is right put now some in a couple of bowls as well. Yep, you go ahead and do that. And again, this is Chef Joe Gatto from scratch. I will never, ever prepare a food to go up against Joe Gatto again, by the way. This is a one-time only thing because it was gnocchi, so I'll plate some up as well.
Aren't all the shows going to be throwdowns now?
Yeah, no. And I do want to point out, yeah. So Kenzie Bach, Boston City Councilor, soon to be the head of the Boston Housing Authority, was on earlier for a conversation with us and agreed to stay and be our taster. Do you want to put a little in a bowl for great. Let's have you do that. You hop on that. I'll pass this one over. And you, Kenzie Bach, can do the tasting. I'm going to reach across the table here.
This is the sort of thing that usually the North End City Councilor, District 1, Gigi Coletta, gets to do. I feel very lucky.
There you go, Gigi Coletta. You be jealous. God, this looks so good, Joe. That pesto is just knocking in my brain as we're standing here. Smells incredible.
I want to taste yours
Let's serve it up for you right now.
We'll let you go first.
Go ahead, Kenzie Bach. Take some tastes while I'm serving up for Joe Gatto here. And Joe, I'm going to serve. Listen to that bang.
And if I don't win, I won't cry for long, so don't worry.
I don't think anybody should win, frankly. I don't think it should be that kind of taste test, actually. And I cannot wait to taste the browned gnocchi. I've never done that before.
I'm going in. I can't wait.
Here we go. Go, Joe. And Kenzie, once you've tasted them, tell us what you taste. Tell us what you notice as you taste. If you have any more forks, I'll use a spoon. A spoon will work.
Here.
There we go. Thank you. So tell us what you taste, Kenzie Bach. Hmm. She's busy eating. She's like, I'll talk to you later. I'm going to head out.
Sorry. They're both amazing. I don't really want to have to choose. Your Nona sauce is so rich. It's amazing. I really feel like it's just like you were saying, the gnocchi is sort of the like canvas for this sauce.
It's all about the sauce. Yeah. And her thing was deep, rich, not bright, right? It's not a sauce you'd use for everything, I don't think, but it's a deep, rich sauce.
No, but it's amazing
sauce
on this.
Thank you.
It's almost, and I've never seen that layering, like it's almost a gnocchi lasagna, right? It's fantastic.
Oh, this pesto.
This pesto is unreal. And the browning, it just, I feel like it almost makes the pesto stand out more. I don't know.
Yeah, I definitely do too. It gives it a layer. That textural difference, I think, really makes, because you're giving more to each bite.
Yep.
You know, this sauce is ridiculous.
Do you really like
it? I love it.
Yay, I'm so
excited. I love
it.
It's so rich, and you can, that beef really comes through.
You really can
tell. It's not quite smoky, but it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, and the tomato paste gives it that nice, deep, rich tang.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm digging on that. As you can see, I've already pretty much finished.
So the thing that surprises me about the gnocchi with pesto, it's the lemon, right? Because as you can tell from the one that I make from my Nona, it's deep and rich. Mm-hmm. This lemon takes the gnocchi, takes the whole dish into the spring and summer, right? In a way that I would not have thought about. And I think the browning of the gnocchi adds to that. And again, I want to remind everybody, we've got the dishes here. You can see all this at wbur.org/Radio Boston. So what we've done here, I think, like in our house, gnocchi is enough effort that we serve it at Christmas.
Mm.
And I think this red sauce, Kenzie Bach, maybe you would agree, it's a Christmassy kind of dish.
It's like a winter.
But this dish that you've made, Chef Joe Gatto, I would have that at the 4th of July.
Yeah, I would have that at any time.
Yes, and could you even serve that cold if you wanted to?
Yeah, I don't see why not. I mean, if someone complains, you know, come on.
Right.
Kick them out.
I mean, I would eat that cold.
Gnocchi for all seasons here.
Yeah, my kids destroy this.
Yeah.
My son knew I was doing this today, and he immediately was like, you made extra, right?
Did you?
So, of course, because I couldn't deal with the complaining.
That's right. All right, so those of you who are looking for a winner, I told you nobody really cares. It's really just about enjoying the gnocchi.
We're all winners here.
That's right. But I do want to, before we go, next month we're going to talk sushi. You're going to help us make sushi on air. Tell people the ingredients in case they want to learn along.
Yeah, we put them online as well. You can find them on the BUR site. So, you know, you're going to need some nori. You're going to need some cooked sushi rice. You're going to need whatever you want to put in there. So let it be vegetables, tuna, pulled pork. I don't care. Whatever you want to put in there. Some water and then, you know, toasted sesame seeds, anything like that. And we're going to show you how to do the rolls. We're going to make a dipping sauce. It's going to be super fun.
I'm really excited. That's next month.
You and I are doing a little event coming up, too, for Open Table, a little charity event.
That's right, a little charity event coming up at the end of the month. Lots to tune into. So, Chef Joe Gatto from Scratch here making gnocchi. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Boston City Councilor Kenzie Bach is our official taster. Thank you for tasting.
Thank you so much for having me. And the instant potatoes are great.
Yay, thank you.
Bonus.
That is our show for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR. This was a team effort. You guys can't see everybody in the control room, but thanks to the whole Radio Boston team. And thank you for listening. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
Woo!